Welcome in North Platte Chief of Police Dan Hudson, joining us for our final chat with the Chief. Very bittersweet day for us, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Kind of hard to believe it's here.
It's our last chat with the Chief, but by far it's not going to be the last time that our listeners hear from you.
It won't be, no. Well, it's hopefully not.
You'll be calling in as Dan from Florida moving
Dan
forward,
from,
won't you?
Just so you know, it's 46 here at 75 in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And
we'll
there's no snow in the forecast.
We'll get our time and temp, and then Dan will call in and say, hey, guys, just wanted to bring you your beach forecast today.
Well, yeah, something like that. No, but it's amazing that we put this ball in motion, unfortunately, several months ago, and it's kind of here, and it's kind of lots of different ups and downs with it, so it's interesting.
Welcome in, George Lobby, always serving as our co-host here on Tuesday mornings from North Platte Bulletin. And George, one final chat with the Chief, with Chief Hudson here as he looks to end his tenure with the City of North Platte. But what a phenomenal job he's done. You and I have talked about this many times.
Well, he's done a great job, but I just want to give him a little bit of a hard time.
Uh-oh. We have the Sudoku Battle Royale in studio now, folks.
No. I'm just one of those guys that doesn't think that he's seen leave. So
yeah,
just want to say that out there for the public. Anybody call in and join, that would help. But
yeah,
we'll miss you.
Well, thank you. But now back to the important stuff. Sudoku. I figured I was going to beat it this week. I was going to say, I'm going to have the last. Do you have one that has the answers to it already?
I started,
and then it's like, then you go, oh, the first two or three numbers in every box is easy. Then it gets to every box has the same two numbers left.
It's a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, well, it sure is.
I suppose we could ship you the answers every week. Or
well, they're in the following week, but by that time I've already moved on to something
else.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. But, I mean, when you're in California, since, you know, Florida. We should treat you like we miss you, but we'll see what we can do.
All righty.
Yeah, the Sudoku Battle Royale.
Oh,
this dates back to,
kills me.
It's been about a year now, hasn't it? Dan was on, it was a Thursday morning, and Dan came on and said that he had to give our co-host George Lobby a little bit of grief because he was struggling with a couple, it was several.
Every one of them. I've never completed a full, I think. Did I come close to? I mean, there's a couple times I've gotten multiple boxes, but you know, most places will do like 1 week it's easy, next week medium, the next week's hard, so you can at least have some success and feel good about yourself.
It's a weekly paper. It takes maybe a week to get it figured out, but you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I kind of do it the first day or two, and then I unfortunately my schedule gets busy and I move on.
Put it on the back burner a little bit.
Leave it around there in the corner, and when you get a minute, go back.
Stephanie takes it away from me, because she says, you've got things to sign and work to do. Leave the dang thing alone.
Well, now with you being a retiree, that leaves more time for Sudoku, right?
Absolutely.
You'll be able to finish a puzzle finally.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how it works.
Oh, the Sudoku Battle Royale. Golly, I forgot about that until George said, I want to pick a bone with you, and I thought, uh-oh.
I was thinking about it this morning.
You just said.
It's not the Sudoku. It's more than that, but... Yeah, we'll miss you. You've done a great job here, and you've been real transparent and friendly and outgoing, and I think that means the world.
Absolutely.
In police relations, community relations and stuff, it's been outstanding. So
what I was going to say, George.
I think we'll all miss that.
You and I have talked on and off the air quite a bit about how Dan came in here to lead the City of North Platte Police Department, and immediately you could tell that first day that his big goal was to increase transparency, to be open and honest with the media, but with the community more importantly. And then Dan gets it. Like you and I've talked about many times before, he gets it that it's easy to get to the public through our resources because that's what we do. So
right. And he done a good job. And get to know people, get to kind of know how the community works and how it doesn't work. And, you've done a great job.
Well, thank you. I think back to just over 3 years ago, sitting in with the mayor, Mayor Livingston, and Jim Hawks, and before that had been civil service and stuff, and talking about my plans for open and transparency to be involved in the community. I think they just kind of sat there and looked at me like, yeah, right, whatever. And I would like to sit and think that I've had talks with Jim Hawks and Dwight since then, and I presented a 90-day plan at that point to them, and I think we did everything that we talked about doing. I mean, we really did stay true to it, and we stayed true to our my belief of being in the public eye and being out there and trying to put the department forward as humans and trying to put our profession out there as far as people that are here, that are involved in the community, that live in the community, whose kids go to our schools, who eat in our restaurants. And that was, and I will say that my former organization did an outstanding job on the community policing aspect, but the difference there was that everyone lived 50 miles away. Everyone mm-hmm. came into the city to work, and everyone left the city to work here. We, you know, I definitely realized we had an opportunity because everybody lives here. Everybody's kids go to the same schools. Everyone's kids go to, you know, one of three different St. Pat's. Some go out to Hershey, the North Platte. But our officers live and frequent and shop and go to the schools here in our mm-hmm. community. So it's a great opportunity to be out there and be, you know, I just had the opportunity to be the face, but it's our officers that go out there every single day and do a great job. So it's, you know, I think as I look back on what I'm the proudest of in our tenure here, there's several different things, but I think just the trying to put forward the transparency of the organization and trying to get our public and our customers, if you will, to understand that our people are human and our people have the same things going on in their lives that they have. You know, mm-hmm. nothing yep. worse than you woke up this morning, your washing machine broke or your furnace broke mm-hmm. or you've got a basement full of water.
Running late to work already.
Yeah, or, you know, your car didn't start or a tree fell on your car overnight or, you know, so all those same things that happen to all of our customers out there are happening to our people too. So, you know, there are days that we in our profession have days that we wish we could take back because maybe we didn't handle this the best. And I can think back over my almost 30 years, and there are times where I would be very embarrassed if my mom would have watched this interaction or transaction or you know, with a community member. Not so much here. I think I've been pretty good here. But, you know, in Los Angeles, when you're a young cop or when we have young police officers, you're out there and you're fighting the good fight, what you think is fighting the good fight, and maybe as you look back, as we mature and we grow older, we kind of go, oh, I wish I had that one back.
Learning
because
experience.
It is learning experience. And I think in our profession, we're constantly learning. And the one thing I will say about L.A. was L.A. PD would do some really, I mean, I hate to say it, but we did some really, or they did, yeah, I guess, they did some really dumb things, but they always learned. Mm-hmm. When you look at the I hate to say it, but the scandals or the incidents, the major newsworthy worldwide incidents, they always learned and they always got better because of those incidents. And it wasn't a matter of it'll never happen again, but how do we try to ensure that these things don't happen again? And I think we as a profession have gotten to the point where, you know, you can either hunker down and hide in the corner and try to ignore it and hope it goes away, or you can meet it face on and you can deal with it and you can say, why did it happen? What happened? Or what happened and why did it happen? And then, like I told him in my interview, I'll never promise that it won't happen again, but what we do is we put in processes or systems to try to ensure that it doesn't happen again, and that we mm-hmm. also let our people know what the expectations are and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, and then you move forward and you go to the public with those incidents. We've had incidents where we've gone to the public, and I will be quite honest, early on there were some people that within the organization that didn't want to do that. It's like, what are we doing? It's like, well, this is what, you know, and we got over it really quickly. There were a couple incidents, you know, that were public incidents, and we got over them very quickly because we got, it's hard to stay mad at someone that comes out and say, listen, yeah, we did this and we're going to get better and this is what happened.
I would say it was baptism by fire in a lot of ways. I mean, there were some big, big fires there, so it had to be put out there and was put out there right away. And now, if I really thought about it, maybe I can remember a few of them, but...
Well, I remember just right when we got here, right before I'd gotten here, the Ethan Pollemeyer murder had occurred, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd read about it. You know, I had been named already as a next chief and stuff, but I really tried to stay out of it. I didn't call and say, hey, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I just... then when we got here, we kind of said, hey, where are we at with this? And I think within a week or so, we had our first real press conference, and that mm-hmm. was... And there were people like, well, what are we doing? You know, and then lo and behold, by the end of that week, I think we were able to get information out because it got picked up in Grand Island and back east, and you know, and I think we've talked about it a little bit in the past. It's been a while, but we were like, these are two kids that got murdered, or a young man that got murdered, and no one's talking. that doesn't happen. It just people talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people go to bars, people go to this, people have people that they're involved with drugs or whatever, and there's chatter. And we were like, why aren't we hearing any chatter? Well, it turns out once we put that out and the media picked it up in the eastern part of the state, in Grand Island area, there was a lot of chatter.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't getting to us.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they had seen, someone saw that press release or the press conference clips that they played back east, a lawyer or a young man that was in trouble with the law and went to his lawyer and said, I've got some information on this, and here, coffee. Thank you so much. But it was a matter of they wanted to talk. They wanted to make a deal. They wanted to chat, and that's what broke that whole thing up. So the fact that we weren't hearing anything here doesn't mean it's not out there. It just wasn't in our little cone. It wasn't in our little sphere.
Wasn't in our circle.
Yeah, it wasn't in our circle, but it was very well known in the Grand Island area. It was 2 16-year-old kids that were talking about it quite a bit over there.
Mm-hmm.
That press conference, I think, set the tone for what you were going to do, and all of the media here got a little better acquainted. Or really, it was a trust-building exercise, and you came across as a very human guy that was here trying to take care of some of this stuff and do what you could, and didn't have all the answers, but you had had information that you wanted to share with the public, and and you kept that up.
Yeah, and then so the Ermey case was
really helped.
The Ermey case, out at the Walmart distribution center, that is slowly working itself through the process. We had a female that was. The body remains were found in a water retention thing out at Walmart. No ID, no scars, no anything. And then a couple days later, we went to the media and we had a press conference again, and we asked for help and stuff like that. And I think that was actually picked up maybe out of Greeley. Someone, because our suspect's from Greeley, but there was some family members and stuff that had heard that, and they were on vacation. Kim's family was on vacation in Florida. And by the end of that day, the next day, we were in contact with the family, and everything just went crazy. So the open and transparency, and you don't want to say, but it is. It's kind of the use of the media. It's the cooperation between the media, because using the media can be construed as an ugly word.
It's a resource that you're using. So
absolutely, and it's a matter that it's a resource that we in our profession over time have become so afraid of using, and you just try to sit there and go, and in our profession, when I worked out west, it was, we have no comment. That's an active investigation. We're not talking about it. But the reality is when we talk about it and we use those resources and we can put stuff out and our use of social media, but your ability to, George, your ability to put stuff out, or Kristen, your ability to put these airwaves, touch people, and I've got family and friends that are listening online this morning all across the country. So our ability to utilize the resources of whatever we can, because at the end of the day, in our profession, it doesn't matter who, it's not a pride thing, it doesn't matter who gets credit, as long as we're solving crimes, as long as we're helping,
as long as justice is served,
as long as we're helping the Pallmeyer family, as long as we're helping the Torres family, as long as we're helping the Ermey family, that these people get some closure. That's our job. It's not about, hey, look at us and Peacock and strut across the stage, and I'll be honest, there are egos involved in all of this.
Sure.
And there, we had a quiet moment, and I think we had talked about it a little bit the other day about after the Torres case, and everyone else was in the hall, but the prosecutor team was still in the courtroom and the door was closed. It was all of our investigators and several people that had worked the case from the police department side, and there was the prosecutory team and a lot of people that even weren't in the forefront of the prosecutory team. They were, the people that worked downstairs and worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
There were hugs and handshakes. There was no high fives. There's no gotchas. It's not that. It's not that. It's not a Hollywood chest bumping. It's handshakes and hugs, and it's like, gosh, that was a lot of work, and my God, it worked out, and we did it, and we proved it, and stuff. So it was just, but there's such tremendous relief, and that, again, is that prosecutory team, that cooperation.
Well, I'd say it's natural to feel some satisfaction over that. Or you guys did a tremendous amount of work on that. I looked at some of the court records, and just looking at the witness and the witness list and the evidence that was getting gathered, and the arguments over what evidence was going to be placed, going to be allowed to be part of the trial, that was all pretty revealing, a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, and Tristan and I talked about last week, or our last chat with the chief. I don't think the people understand And I had an opportunity to go over and talk to county commissioners last week, or a week or so ago. People don't understand how much work goes into this, and mm-hmm. just you watch TV and it's like, oh, it's just a conviction.
Yeah.
To get a first degree murder conviction is truly, truly, it's so much work, because in our system, which is, it takes one person to say, no, I don't agree with that, and one person can, you know, your 2 years of hard work and dedication and pain, sweat, and tears goes away because one person says, I don't buy it, or you haven't convinced me beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yep.
So, but it's, again, that's a beautiful system, and it works, and it makes everybody in that courtroom do their job. It makes them stand on their toes and be ready, and again, the job that Tanya and Rebecca did, just to be able to, the legal work that they did, and being able to think on their feet and stand up and be able to object and, you know, objection sustained.
It's an art form a little bit, isn't it?
It's a very intricate dance. Mm-hmm. And then as you know, us on the prosecutorial professionals, that objection, so everyone just stops and looks. But the civilian witnesses, objection, and they just keep talking. And then it's like, okay, strike. Stop. You got to stop. So then, you know, but it can be. It's a lot of just. It's like watching ping pong. We're on radio, so you can't see what I'm doing. I'm kind of
the head moves back and forth real quick, and
Your Honor, you know, the defense or the prosecutorial team, but it's ping pong. It's just you're just watching them go back and forth, and you just sit there and relax. And we joke about that was a 8-day trial or something. Can you imagine? And I think there was 168 pieces of evidence, or 138 pieces. Can you imagine the OJ trial that went over a year?
I don't even know
how many that one went.
The
so
famed
it's crazy.
OJ trial, but
yeah,
we are due for a quick commercial break. We'll hit it now and continue our final chat with the chief, with Dan Hudson, chief of the North Pine Police Department, after this on KODY.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Sutherland Sportsman's Cove is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who have given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This military tribute message from Sutherland Sportsman's Cove, a local and veteran-owned business that cares, saying thank you to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
A Botanical Dream is your most extensive source for vaping. They don't just sell the kits, they sell the hard-to-find parts, coils, and tanks. Plus, the largest selection of e-juice, including Silverbacks, Plus Platinum, and Plus Extreme, and the popular Dripmore flavors. So for your full line of battery kits, tanks, coils, and mods, shop at A Botanical Dream. You'll get service after the sale. A Botanical Dream in the Parquet Plaza, downtown North Platte.
Clay Travis. We are going to represent what Rush always represented, which is the full fruition of American freedom.
Buck Sexton.
There is nothing that has ever been comparable to being at that golden mic.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush.
Tune in weekdays from 11 to 2 Central on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Your time and temp brought to you by Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. They're on the ones in North Platte. 827, and it's 48 degrees according to the National Weather Service in North Platte. A high today near 66, but we have reports from one of our favorite listeners, Chief Hudson.
Oh, boy.
This is Theo, my good friend, wanting us to let everybody know that it's cold overnight in Florida. 62 degrees was the low, and it's going to be chilly there in Florida today, high of 85.
Man, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I'd stay away. Dan, you ought to just stay here.
Yeah.
George and I will help you pack the house back up.
Unpack it?
Yeah, we'll help you unpack it.
We'll get some help.
Yeah.
We've sold everything. I don't have anything to... dreadfully, unfortunately, I actually spent Sunday crying and packing up the grain
cigar
bin.
Cigar shack?
The bin is... Well, the TV's still on the wall, but that's it. Everything else is in boxes, so it's like, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it too. And Theo, yes, I know it's warm down there, so
we'll yeah. I want to back up a minute. You were talking about your first couple press conferences after you arrived, and as I recall, you talked to Tristan at one of those first press conferences about coming on the radio in a regular fashion. Wasn't that right?
Yeah, Tristan? Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was the first one that I had asked you, because I had met you. I think a couple weeks before that, I had met you officially, and afterwards, I had asked you how it was going, how are you getting settled, and stuff like that, and you said that you had an idea, and we could talk about it more later, but presented me with the idea, and I said, I love it.
And he started talking to the media about maybe getting some pictures of crime scenes and stuff to put on the halls over there at the public safety building, and, you know, it just felt like, oh. There's a new sheriff in town, so to speak. There's a new chief in town.
Mr. Sheriff Kramer.
Yeah.
But again,
it was good.
But again, that was our whole idea. Our goal was to build those relationships and to build that transparency and really try to be in partnership. And this is a community that is the absolute right size for that. I mean, because, you know, you can go to a very, very large community where you do that stuff, but the average person doesn't see you or you know, and stuff here. The reality is going, whether you go to a North Platte High School football game or a Pats football game, I was looking for something in Hobby Lobby last night, and I'm walking down an aisle, and sorry, ma'am, if you're listening, I have no idea. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, Mr. Hudson. It's just because you become known who we are and stuff like that. And we're a community that
kind of keeps track of that, realizes who it is.
And we're out and about, and it's not...
It's a face with a name
and it's
position.
It's not Los Angeles where you have... So unless you're in the right place at the right time or in the right circle, here... People see our officers every single day, and they see myself and all of our city officials, and they see Dennis Thompson and stuff like that. So it's much easier to be that open and that transparent, and also people will know when you're not, you know, or there's times when people will, if you're going to say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, people are going to know it, and they kind of call you on it. So, I mean, I know I won't go into our email exchanges, but there's been times where you've emailed, hey, we're trying to do, what's going on, you know, and we get back to you right away when maybe someone else might not have gotten back right away and stuff like that.
Or you came over to the office away a couple of times. So.
Mm-hmm. I got in trouble for jaywalking one of those times after, because Dan was on his way back to the public safety building.
Holy
and
cow.
I was jaywalking, and car comes out of nowhere and hollers at me for jaywalking. I'm like, who is this? And then turn around and, oh, crap. It's somebody that could give me a citation.
It's the police chief himself.
The chief of police himself. So.
They're enforcing those pedestrian traffic laws.
Is the statute of limitations up on that, or is he still...
Probably.
Did you get cited?
I can't disclose that at this point. My attorney is listening this morning, though. He typically listens, doesn't he, Dan?
He probably does.
Yeah, he typically does. So.
Yeah. No, but so, like I said, it's just trying to set that tone and trying to do, you know, with coffee with a cop and you know, pop with a cop and try to get out there and touch. This was the first time we're in it now. The pink patch, we had done that. That was something that Jer really pushed as far as wanting to do it. And I think Beth Kerr was the PIO at that time. And I think, if I remember right, Jer called her directly and said, you will do this. So there was some influence there. And so we've done that one. And then some different things that we've tried. You know, Santa Cop was just, it's going crazy again. Mm-hmm. We're in Santa Cup season, so it's very busy, but that's something that's gone on for a long time.
That's just a long-time tradition.
Yeah, it's a long-time tradition. It's a great tradition in our ability with the assist. You know, and none of this happens without the assistance of our community. Mm-hmm. Nothing that we do, you know, whether it's coffee with a cop or pop with a cop or any of the pink patch or the Santa Cop, none of that happens without the support of the community. We might be the ones that kind of put it together, this and that, but it's the community members that mm-hmm. show up and chat with us or tell us what's going on or the ones that buy patches so we can donate or the ones that donate products and goods for Santa Cop. So all of that stuff is we're just kind of the vehicle,
the facilitator.
That goes, the facilitator that gets the thing rolling down the road, but it's without the public and without the community's assistance and input and help, none of that happens.
We are due for a quick news break here on Coyote Wise Mugs of the Morning, but we'll continue the conversation with Chief Hudson and George Lobby, editor of the North Pike Bulletin, right after this on Coyote Wine, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder.
A federal rule change allowing for taxpayer dollars to be used to encourage and support abortions has prompted Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson to join the Ohio Attorney General in suing the Biden administration. The lawsuit filed this week in the U.S. Southern District Court of Ohio does not challenge the right to an abortion, rather seeks to reinstate rule changes made in 2019 that require federally funded family planning clinics to be physically and financially independent of abortion clinics and refrain from referring patients for abortions. Ohio's challenge is joined by Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Nebraska. The Attorney General's office also released a statement recently on the heels of the sentencing for the former finance advisor of the Nebraska State Fair. According to a press release from AG Doug Peterson's office, they are disappointed with the sentence issued in the case of Patrick Kopke, and reports indicate that the Attorney General's office plans to appeal the matter. The 19th annual Green Fundraising event for the North Platte Catholic Schools was held this past Saturday, hosting nearly 300 guests and raising over $200,000. The National Weather Service office in North Platte is reporting temperatures on Tuesday could reach the upper showers and thunderstorms coming Tuesday evening, and the extended forecast indicates a chance of snow early into next week.
Your Fox News update is coming up. Keep it right here for live news at the top of the hour. Fox News, you can hear the difference. News Talk 1240 KODY. Listen up for the latest news at the top of the hour. Stay with us for your Fox News update. You can hear the difference. News Talk 1240 KODY. Live and late breaking news at the top of the hour. Here for the Fox News update. You can hear the difference. News Talk 1240 KODY.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We'll see partial sunshine developing here for today with a high in the mid-60s. Breezy southeast winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. And for tonight, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a low near 41. By Wednesday, partial sunshine and breezy high 59 degrees. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Husker Radio Sports.
With a look at your Husker Radio Sports, I'm Tanner Struckman. Nebraska volleyball combined for a trio of Big Ten Weekly Awards yesterday. Lexi Rodriguez was doubly honored with Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week and Freshman of the Week recognition, while Nicklin Hames was named Big Ten Co-Setter of the Week, the conference announced yesterday. Nebraska volleyball turns their attention to a big match tomorrow night. The Huskers and Wisconsin Badgers will battle third-ranked Badgers at the Bob Devaney Sports Center tomorrow night. We'll have it on KO. Speaking of volleyball, sub-districts last night. District A1, North Platte defeated Omaha South by a final of 3-0. They move on to face top-seeded Papillion La Vista South tonight. That'll be a 6 o'clock start there from Papillion La Vista South. C-112, it was Hershey's season coming in to Mitchell. Chase County and Mitchell will play for that subtitle. Sutherland fell to Perkins County yesterday. Bridgeport defeated Perkins County for the C-211 sub-championship. D-111, it was Sandhills Valley defeating Maxwell, but then ultimately falling to Overton. St. Pat's dropped a four-setter to SEM. Their season comes to an end. D-28, Maywood Hayes Center defeated Medicine Valley, who had beaten Brady earlier in the night. So Maywood Hayes Center will play Loomis tonight for the sub-final. D-29, it was Paxton defeating Wallace. Juanita Palisade over Dundee County Stratton. Those two teams will meet in Juanita for the sub-final. And Sandhills-Thedford defeated Hyannis. They then lost to Arthur County. Mullen beat Cody Kilgore. So Arthur County and Mullen will play for the sub-final tonight. That's sports. I'm Tanner Struckman.
Teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Sponsored by DHHS and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Shop stress-free for your next car, truck, or SUV at JansenBuickGMC.com. Large inventory of new and used. JansenBuickGMC.com or stop and see us at Janssen Buick GMC on East 4th Street in North Platte.
Seven dealerships working for you.
Back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 61 FM.
And welcome back. Glad to have George Lobby, editor of the North Platte Bulletin, joining us here as he does every Tuesday morning. Also have Dan Hudson, chief of the North Platte Police Department, joining us for our final chat with the chief here on your Tuesday, October 26th. And loyal listener, frequent co-host Rick Windham wanted to know, Chief Hudson, any weapons for sale?
No, actually.
Leave it to Rick.
Yeah, no, I'm taking them with me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Got a small militia on the road, will
you? You know, it's funny, as a police officer, I've had lots and lots of friends that are big into to guns and have every kind of guns. I've got a few, but most of my stuff is all things that I've used at work or carried at work, so I'm not a big gun collector. I have several, but I guess then when you sit down and start kind of counting, I got this, and it's like, oh my goodness, and
more than you realize.
Yeah, but still not anything like some of our colleagues here in the great state of Nebraska have, because there's some guns here. So
we do have a phone call. You want to take it real quick, Dan?
Oh, sure,
we'll see. Good morning, you're on the air with KODY's Mugs in the Morning.
Yeah, hi, this is Phil, and I was on the jury for the murder trial.
Oh, okay.
I really appreciate the police department and the sheriff's department. I had no idea what all they do on their job, and oh my goodness, I had no idea. So it's such a tough job, but such a great job. I just want to really appreciate all the officers and all the people they do.
Well, Phil, we appreciate your service as well. Not easy serving on a murder trial by any means.
It was one of the biggest things I've done, actually, and very, very tough. It was a 9-3, and we had to argue for 4 hours and look at evidence, but we did the right thing. So we're all really good with our decision.
Well, absolutely.
I really appreciate this police department. They're awesome.
Well, thank you, Phil, and this is Dan. First off, thank you so much for your kind words, and we truly are blessed here in the city of North Platte to have a well-trained, highly professional organization that cares about its community. But I tell you, it's people like you pick up, and because most people get that jury summons and the first thing they start doing is trying to figure out, how do I get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to sit there for 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 days. But it's an incredible system because of people like you that take time out of your busy day and come down and actually open-mindedly sit and listen to the facts. And we had heard that it was a 9-3 originally, and that that's when it gets interesting, because it's the debate, and it's actually taking the time to go back through and look at evidence and let people, argue for the sake of, that's not the right word, but present their beliefs and get people to change their mind. And the job you guys did in there, and it was about 3.5-4 hours, is incredible. And I know you guys at some point want to go home too, but it's you guys going through that civil duty and doing that is what makes it all worthwhile. So thank you for your time and your patience and your willingness to listen to the evidence that was presented.
Thank you. I just didn't realize what all you guys do, and if people would know what you guys do, they'd be just shocked at all the pressure and the responsibility. I was very impressed with you guys.
Well, thank you, and it's always nice to hear when people kind of get to actually see what we do up close, because the majority of the people I think we've talked about here on the show a lot get their beliefs of what the police do by a 45-minute TV mm-hmm. show and stuff like that, and there's so much that goes in, and there's so much work, and like we said, even with the Torres case, you know, our guys would go back after testifying all day, and then they still have active cases they're working
sure.
that happened tonight or the day before or that morning. We have multiple other murder cases that we're working, that we're still working with the prosecutory team, and we're still providing stuff, and we still have discovery and stuff that we have to give to the defense. And every time we find something new, we still have to present that back over to the defense. So we appreciate your kind words, and again, it's people like you that take the time out of your life and actually sit and participate in the process and are open-minded in the process. So mm-hmm. thank you so much.
Thank you. I love the show. Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Yeah, we can take a couple more of those, 532-8221. And we were talking a little bit earlier this hour about how transparent you've been and your administration has been, Chief Hudson. And this came at a very interesting time when you look at U.S. history. There was a lot going on throughout your tenure here in the state of North Platte in terms of things going on with some mistrust by law enforcement. And thanks be to God, we didn't have any of that here locally. And there were some instances throughout the nation where law enforcement were being attacked. And thanks be to God, we didn't have any of that here locally either. Our last caller was a very good indication of how we feel about our law enforcement in this area of the state.
Absolutely, and if we look back just over the last year and a half, I think it's still out there. We've said it before here that we're so incredibly blessed in North Platte and in Nebraska that we have such tremendous support. But, you know, we had some smaller rallies and demonstrations for BLM and after the Floyd incident in Minneapolis. And I think it was important for us to get out and be part of those and stand with our community and show them that we're not the enemies. We're not the people that... We're not the bad guys in this thing, and you know, and we've talked. I think we've all talked about it, and I think I've had articles in the paper mm-hmm. with George and stuff about, you know, nobody hates a bad cop worse than a cop. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes our life miserable. It makes our life very, very difficult. It makes our day to day interactions. It's very difficult, and you know, so I think when we go out there and. You know, there was a tragedy, and all of these things are tragedies. And the one thing I guess is I learned, excuse me, over time as a young police officer, you're just out there doing your job. You're just in and violence and death and you know burglaries and crimes and stuff. But as you mature and you grow through your thing, and especially when you get into management, you try to and let people know, especially let our people know, each one of those crime reports that we read or that we fill out. Each one of those names is a victim. That's someone whose mm-hmm. life has been affected, and some of those lives are affected forever by that crime. You think about a burglary. Someone breaks into someone's house. How we might go, and we go to 30 of these in a morning, or you know, someone's out there actively capering. But to the victim, someone broke into their sanctuary, their castle, mm-hmm. went through, you know, to have a female that someone went through their drawers and mm-hmm. touched their clothes mm-hmm. and took other parts of their clothing that are the most intimate things that we own. And for an officer just to show up like, yeah, just a fact, we don't care. You know, this is a traumatic experience. For our people, it's just Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But for them, this is the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to mm-hmm. them. And
it sticks with them forever.
And it sticks with them forever. And, you know, the one thing I told the Torres family in the courtroom after the verdicts is, you know, we're family forever. We're family forever. I've talked to Kim Ermey's dad several times and said, our organization will be linked with you and your family for the rest of your lives, because mm-hmm. there's so much that goes into these cases, and we talk to them and stuff like that. But we want to make sure that any relationship that we build, whether it's someone got their car broken into and someone had their house broken into, you know, these are victims, and it's not just a stat, and I'm a stat guy, and I can tell you what we're up and down on crime wise. But each one of those stats, each one of those ticks is a human life. It's a person that had their child was hit at school, or their car got banged up, and that car is their single most important possession. Mm-hmm. You know, as a young person, they've worked hard for it, or it was stolen, or someone, you know. So just trying to remember the human side of it, that all these numbers, all these this information that we bring in, it's all people.
We are due for one last commercial break here on Mugs of the Morning. Coming up next with Chief Hudson, we'll talk about some of the promotions he's made during his tenure as department head with the City of North Platte on our last Chat with the Chief here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Lower your home's energy costs with Owens Corning Panel Insulation and get 11% off everything now at Menards. Foamular panel insulation seals buildings from air and moisture and is perfect for foundations, basement walls, or below a new concrete floor. Right now, save 11% on all Owens Corning Panel Insulation. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 30th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. These are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, it's Dave Ramsey inviting you to tune into the Dave Ramsey Show on News Talk 1240 KODY. Our show provides common sense advice that works. We call it God's and Grandma's ways of handling money. Tune in for a proven plan that's worked for millions of Americans for 25 years on the air. It's the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. right here on News Talk 1240 KODY.
At Viera Wireless, get zero down, zero monthly payments, and zero activation fees on some of the best devices when you trade in any phone in any condition. And right now, new and renewing customers can get the iPhone 12 for, well, zero. Just activate or renew a line of service on our better, best, or ultra unlimited plans with nationwide coverage and friendly local customer care. Shop now while supplies last at your neighborhood Viera store or online at Viera.com today.
Lincoln County's outstanding news alternative is the North Platte Bulletin. For 17 years, the Bulletin has informed you of breaking news, courts, entertainment, state news, and sports from Lincoln County area, courtesy of an experienced staff that delivers unbiased and honest news coverage. Pick up a copy of the Bulletin in Lincoln County and surrounding towns. Subscribe or check out NorthPlatteBulletin.com. Annual subscriptions come at an affordable price. The Bulletin, your homegrown, hometown newspaper.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We'll see partial sunshine developing here for today with a high in the mid-60s. Breezy southeast winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. And for tonight, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a low near 41. By Wednesday, partial sunshine and breezy high 59 degrees. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
And welcome back. It's Tristan Winder. Glad to be with you here for Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Pete Bowles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. Community strong all day long. Glad to have George Lobby alongside us, editor of the North Platte Bulletin. And we have Dan Hudson, chief of the City of North Platte Police Department, joining us here for our final Chat with the Chief. And Dan, as we look back on your time with the City of North Platte and as the department head for the City of North Platte, let's talk about some of the promotions you've made. There's been some big ones. Matt Elder has been a very good resource and just took on another couple of promotions within the past few months. I think of Lisa Sitta as well, a great community member that's been promoted. And then the big one was your Deputy Chief of Police, Steve Rees. But I know there's been many other ones that are escaping my mind at this point.
Yeah, we promoted Steve a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, to the Deputy Chief position. Steve's one of those individuals that's sat in every seat in our department. He's an integral part of our machine every single day. He is, he's at the 911 center, and he sits on state boards for the 911 dispatch stuff, services and stuff. But Steve is an incredible man and does a great job every single day. Excuse me. And just institutional knowledge. The stuff that he knows and the things that he comes up with is amazing. And I don't know that anyone at the department works harder than Steve does. He's that guy that has to do all the computer stuff and gets up at 4:30 or 3:30 in the morning, starts rebooting dispatch computers and stuff. So Steve's one. Stephanie, my secretary. Steph, if you're listening, I couldn't do it without you every day. You do a great job. You have been... she came in. She'd been with the department for a long time. She worked across the hall, and she was promoted to our administrative assistant position, and she does a great job, and she keeps that whole front office.
Took Rhonda's place.
Rhonda's
okay.
spot, yep.
Awesome.
And Rhonda had done a great job. She'd been there for a long time. You know, we're so blessed here to have an incredible system. I don't know that we've made any promotions over there, but Melinda and her crew, that's the voice of the department. They're the ones that when you call 911 from almost anywhere in Western Nebraska, you're going to talk to one of those folks, and they do a great job. You know, we promoted some sergeants. We promoted Dale Matuzak. We promoted... Who else was on the sergeant side? I know Dale. We promoted Kendall Allison to be a lieutenant with Jeff Hoagland's retirement just recently. We promoted a bunch of investigators. We're getting ready to hopefully promote another sergeant here before too long with my moving on. Depends what happens with that position. But just everything the team that we have over there, you know, the front office team with Kendra and her and the ladies that work in the front office that keep stuff going, you know, and I would be remiss, you know, our animal control, mm-hmm. we forget about them because they're over
on the north side.
Yeah, on the north side, but the pets and stuff like that, we actually had a woodchuck. One of my cats had a woodchuck treed and we were trying to figure out what it was, and Steve was at the house and some other people, and we were looking, and we sent it over to Dixie at our animal control, and she shot back within 30 seconds. It's a woodchuck. It's like, hey, how in the world? You know, so they do a great job, and but we're just in our officers, the people that, you know, we're still always hiring. We're continuing to hire. We've just hired some new folks in the last little bit, and they've done such a great job. I'm getting a text from Matt Elder probably saying, hey, don't forget this person. But Hagen was promoted to investigator also. And during this time, Justin and Lisa and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of them. But, you know, and I would remiss if I didn't mention real quick, too, the relationship that the department has with our partners down the hall at the fire department. It's supposed to be that way, and not everywhere do you have good, strong relationships and partnerships with the police team and the fire team. And Dennis, you know, I think they were a little shocked when I first got here because I would walk to that in the hall, and I'd plop down in his office, and I think at first, like, what are you doing? And it's like...
And Dennis even said last week he's going to miss it.
Yeah, we talk every single day. We had lunch yesterday with Dennis and Lane over at Public Works and stuff, but it's great that we bounce stuff off each other, and there's things that you've got to have that relationship that, you know, there's things that we talk about that don't affect any... has no bearing on my shop, but it's just someone else to listen to and to bounce things off of. But
fellow department head.
Yeah, it's a fellow department head, and we have great relationships with all the department heads, and we're very blessed and and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing run. I've got so many friends that we bounce stuff off. I've still got colleagues in Los Angeles that I talk to on a daily basis, and you know, that you still bounce things off of, and it's the same. The politics might be different, but the law enforcement relationships and stuff and what we do as a profession are the same, so I still have friends out there. I have, you know, one good friend that just retired that I talk to every day, and we bounce things off each other and stuff like that, so it's always great to have those resources.
Dan, anything else you want to add this morning?
I guess we'll get into some official stuff. We'll be at the Halloween walk this Saturday. The department will be. Halloween safety, remember to be careful. Slow down. It's getting dark early. Trailers off the streets November 1st, trailers and boats. And we're still working on Santa Cop. So, you know, and I guess as this comes to a close, hopefully it's not the last chat with the chief. It might be my last chat with the chief, but hopefully the next chief or, you know, get Steve in and stuff like that. And wherever they end up filling that position, you know, special thanks to our local government, our city government, for supporting the department as best they could and stuff like that. You know, we really need a new facility. We really need a new facility. That's going to be a big push for the next guy or gal that gets the position. But I want to thank you both for your professionalism, your willingness to work with our organization, work with me, and the professional friendship that you've both shown. I know people will say, how are you the friends with the media and the police? That's all how it all starts. But although we might all be friends, there's never been a time that I didn't know that if something was going to get caught on the carpet that you would call. And I've had those emails from George and say, hey, what the heck, or that was the weakest of this or that. But, you know, it's professional. Mm-hmm. It's never...
It's all good nature.
It's not personal.
It's not personal. And our job is not to take it personal, but you know, it becomes not personal because of the relationships that we build.
Right.
You know, if we
right.
don't have a relationship where I get two emails a year from you and they're both, what in the,
critical. Yeah.
You know, what in the, you know, it's easy to get into, and then the problem with emails and those type of text
Locked
messages,
in, yeah.
you know, you put your own punctuation on it, or I put my own, it's like, what right. in, what does he mean?
It can be misinterpreted.
It is absolutely
so easily.
Missing. So that's why there's been times where we'll get this email and I just get in the car and drive over to your office.
Yeah.
And let's sit down and talk, you know,
yeah.
and we're not hiding anything. You have a job to do. We have a job to do. We'll give the information that we can give when we can give it, but it's never personal. It's just, mm-hmm. it's professional, and as long as we all continue to treat each other like professionals, it goes a long ways.
Right.
Before we wrap up, too, Chief Hudson, you mentioned the great partnership you have with your colleagues down the hall with the fire department for the city of North Platte, but I want to mention the great partnership you've had as well with other local law enforcement agencies, State Patrol, local railroad officers, and Sheriff Kramer and his crew.
And Sheriff Kramer and I was in his office yesterday morning. We sit and talk. We had breakfast. We ate over at the Windy Gap on site. We, you know, had dinner the night before. We're a partnership, and it's great to see good things happening over at the Sheriff's office. They're opening. They should be taking control of their new pod this week or next week, so they're excited about that. But I think North Platte's in a great position. We have, you know, with the PD here and the Sheriff's Office, the Railroad Police, and Troop D is all located right here in North Platte, and we all have good relationships. And since I've been here, we try to get together. You know, we used to be monthly. With COVID, it's kind of got a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the, you know, with the Sheriff, with Dennis, or with the Railroad Police, and the commanding officer out from Troop D, we could meet out at the airport and have breakfast. It's always funny when we're all sitting there having breakfast and community members walk in and their eyes, the first thing they do is go to that table. It's like, what's going on
Uh-oh.
Over there? You know,
yeah.
So, but it's also good. I think it's important for our community to see that we all have relationships and we all interact and we all communicate and we're all here for the same cause.
Absolutely. George, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, and like I said, it's been a professional, trusting experience. It's been great to develop that trusting level, and I hope that continues after you leave, and we'll miss you all, Dan. I said it 5 times, but I'm going to say it one more time, and wish you all the best.
Well, thank you so much. That
You're
means
welcome.
A lot.
You're
Dan,
welcome.
It's been a pleasure. Obviously, we've had a great working relationship, but we're going to continue our great friendship. We know that you'll be tuning in. You'll be reading the bulletin, too, here, and look forward to seeing you for Nebraskaland Days. I want to give a shout-out, too, to your lovely bride. It's been a pleasure to get to know Jerry, too, and what a great job she's done, too, in supporting the city of North Platte and being involved here in our community.
Well, she has the hard job of putting up with me every day. So
she's got the hardest job out of all of us.
She doesn't see the public. She's like, who do you think you are? She's done a good job. She's been at this for a long time. So, you know, we'll see what the next chapter brings. And I think it'll be good. But like I say, just keep it classy, North Platte. I've been waiting to drop this keep it classy, North Platte for 3 years. But just, you know, take care of each other. Stay positive. There's a lot of positive things going on in our community.
There you go.
Support each other and support our town. Support the people that are trying to bring business here. And there'll be some growing pains, but it's all going to be good and it's all going to work out.
Well, Dan, God bless you. We appreciate you being so open and transparent. We appreciate everything you've done for our great community, and appreciate everything you've done for our great nation as well, and your service and the service of your son, too. Hope he was able to listen this morning. Where's he at now?
San Diego.
San Diego.
He's just finished up a school, and then he'll be going to another school, and then up to Fallon, Nevada.
Well, glad to have him back here in the good life and in the great nation that we're blessed to call home.
Yeah, so he's done his sea duty, so he'd done a couple deployments last time, so this he'll be stateside for the next 3 or 4 years.
Dan, as always, it's a pleasure. God bless you, my friend. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, folks. Be safe out there.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Mugs in the Morning on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW. Thanks to George and Dan for stopping by this morning. We'll join Fox News
Thanks,
in a second.
Tristan. I'll be...